Great. Good morning, everyone. I'm Nancy Young Oliver, Chair of the Board of Accountancy. I'm calling this meeting to order. Today is Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, and the time is 8:31 a.m. This meeting is held in a combination of a Zoom video and in person. Please be sure to mute your mic through Zoom or mute your phone if participating by phone. If you wish to speak, please unmute. Please do not use the chat room for any discussions. Should any technical issues arise, the meeting will be paused until it is resolved. I will now take roll call. Again, Nancy M. Oliver, Board Chair.
Stuart Morris, Board Member.
Joel Parks, Board Staff.
Martin Piccioni, Executive Director.
Angie.
Angie Hunt, Board Legal Counsel.
Raul.
Raul Valdivia, Board Member.
Tanya.
Tanya Moffitt, BOAC Chair.
Amanda.
Amanda Fellows, OAIA President.
Leslie.
Leslie Adler, General Counsel of Markham LLP.
Sherry.
Sherry McPherson, Writing Society CPA, CEO.
John Hopkins. Sir, you're on mute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. John Hopkins, I'm the Vice Chair of the Markham Society CPA Board of Directors.
Great, thank you, John. Joe.
Joe Sullivan, Board Vice Chair.
Ashley Rios.
Ashley Rios.
Kate White.
Kate White.
Ann Lane.
Ann Lane.
And I think we have Jeremiah.
Uh-oh.
Hold on just a minute. We do need Jeremiah.
Yeah, he's not in the waiting room either.
Uh-oh. Hold on, we're missing one member. So we will acknowledge him when he logs in, but Jeremiah is logging in at this time. All right, referring to...
Nancy Sessions Perkins was supposed to be joining as well.
Okay, great. We will acknowledge them when they join. Thank you.
Thank you.
So good morning, everyone. The public agenda item number two is the agenda review and approval. To start with, I do have two changes or modifications to our agenda. The review of the public board summary, this is going to be pushed forward to September. We have some catch-up to do there, so we're going to just skip over item number three. Item number four, public comment, will be limited to 3 minutes per person. And any public comments regarding item number 17B, which is the QC member to the board from the Qualifications Committee, we're going to invite you to provide your public comment when we get to that agenda item at that time. So please hold any comments on the Qualifications Committee QC memo until we get to that agenda item. Are there any other changes to our agenda for today? Okay, looking to my fellow board members, doesn't appear that there's any others. Is there a motion to accept the agenda?
I move to accept the agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor of accepting the agenda as described, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Great, motion's passed. Again, as I said, we're going to skip over item number three and bring it forward in the September meeting. That brings us to public comment, which will be limited to 3 minutes. Do we have anyone signed up for public comment? Is there anyone attending today who wishes to provide public comment? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to move on to the report of the OSCPA.
Thank you very much, and thank you to the board, too, for just everything that you're working on lately. It's a very, very brief report today. We are a couple months into our new fiscal year. I officially introduced John Hawkins to you. John is vice chair of our OSCP board of directors, as he had mentioned. And just that reminder for a little background information, our board of directors vice chair is the OSCPA liaison to the board along with myself. So that's why you see a transition each year. So it's CPE season, and we have been in full swing. Much product out there available for members online, but also we have been running hybrid programs where folks have the opportunity to be in the room or online for many of our programs, including all the conferences. So we're really happy to be back to that mode because it does give folks that prefer to be in the room that opportunity to do so. Everybody has different learning styles. So that's going on. Looking forward towards, school starting again in the fall, having more student outreach again. Just feels like there's a lot of positivity on the horizon after these 2 years. So anyway, we're looking forward towards a lot of positive projects and getting through our strategic plan at the society on those things that had to be slowed down a little bit from the pandemic. So that's our report. We offer our support where it's appropriate to, and I guess I would say respectful to the board. There are pieces that are not in our role. We recognize that, but if we can provide any support during this transitionary time, we're happy to be there for you. So thank you.
Great, thank you, Sherry. John, did you have any comments you wanted to provide us today as well?
I didn't. I'm kind of again new to this role, so I'm just getting my feet wet. But I left it to Sherry to speak on behalf of OSCPA this morning.
Great. Well, welcome, John. We it's nice to meet you, and happy to be working on the relationship with the OSCPA. All right. The report of the OAIA, Amanda.
Hi, Katie. So this year, we were just wrapping up the end of our fiscal year and getting ready to start our next fiscal year here, which starts at the 1st of July. We have had a change of our line officers. So our new roles here at OAIA, I am the new president. Our first vice president is Sue Robertson. Treasurer is Terry Baker. And our secretary is Shirley Hinton. So we have that moving forward. And then we are also coming into our CPE season. So we have 3 classes that will be offered fully online in July. And then coming the fall, we have our larger classes, our 2-day classes, because we will be offering hybrid. We had a really good reception to those last year when we offered them both in person and online. So we'll be continuing that this year for as many classes as we can.
Great. It looks like you have a little friend there to your, is that to your right or your left? Trying to get in on the picture.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Very good. All right. Thank you, Amanda. We are now going to move into executive session under the authority of ORS 192.660.2 print out for consideration of records exempt from disclosure and counsel advice. So we will be moving you into the waiting room to go into executive session. I do not know how long that will take, but most likely we won't be resuming until sometime after lunch. Those of you who are legal counsel who are here to represent a particular case will bring you in as that case is being heard in executive session. All right, Joe, go ahead.